completely loved. Return gravel to you.
All right, sir. Thank you. I promise I won't desert you anymore today. Our next item is Lighthouse Cove preliminary multifamily site plan on Route 54.
This is a preliminary site plan for 18 townhouse units located on 2.3 acres. The site is in C1 for 5.54 acres of state wetlands on the site. That's the 7.6 acres. State wetlands cannot be calculated for density purposes. 21 units are permitted by the zoning ordinance. Setbacks, building length, separation distances meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 44 parking spaces are required and provided, including an attached garage for each unit. There are two spaces that's located within the front setback, and they're subject to site plan review. The other projects in the area, the Happy Harry's, there's another multifamily project. They all have parking within the front yard setback. A swimming pool and clubhouse is also proposed. Since this parcel was created prior to July 19th of 1988, there are no setback requirements from the state wetlands. The site's located in the AE5 flood zone, will be served by central sewer and water. And if preliminary approval is granted, the final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
So, Mr. Chairman, I went over this with the, because I know Mr. Johnson would have a question, as would I, about the parking spaces, the only being two in the front yard setback. I went over this with Mr. Abbott earlier this week and went by the site. It does seem to be in compliance or in character with everything else that's established in that immediate area. Therefore, my motion for preliminary approval, with final approval subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals for the applicant of Lighthouse Cove.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve Lighthouse Cove preliminary multifamily site plan on Route 54. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
You didn't want to say anything, did you?